This is a recording made for Vault on the 15th of July, 2015. Okay, so first thing I'm going to do is choose one to represent you. And there you are, right on top. I do that based on the four elements, earth, air, water, and fire, which are represented by the four suits in the tarot pack. And I have you as fire. Fire, now I probably did this the last time I did the reading, and if I chose fire, you'll have it all on tape. Mm-hmm. But I'll just go through a few points again. Fire teaches us two lessons. It teaches us how to be warm and nurturing. Everybody wants to get close to the fire. And the fire of the sun, is what enables the earth to produce life. Nothing could survive here without that. It also teaches us that we don't have to take any nonsense. Fire is good at drawing boundaries. So if you've had trouble with that, use the fire in you to help you. The only trouble with it is it can burn. It can be really sharp. So you have to watch yourself a little bit and be a bit diplomatic with it, because the tendency is to say, go, just go away. You probably have very good green thumb abilities, but outside, plants, big things, not little fiddly things, mm-hmm. and not usually indoor things. I'm looking for children. I'm seeing two children. I have to tell you, I get the physical bond, but I get the emotional bond just as strong. So they may be your own, or they may be children who you've bonded with. If you don't already have a cat would be a good animal companion for you, because a cat also walks on its own, and you wouldn't tread on each other's toes there. Mm-hmm. The energy would match. Rest, relaxation, replenishment. You'll be fine anywhere on the planet so long as the sun is shining. You draw energy from the sun. So I wouldn't suggest going and living in the polar regions where you get 6 months of darkness. That wouldn't be good for you. But other than that, sunshine is good.
Sunshine.
Yes. Now, what happens is you probably make friends easier than falling off a log. But what happens is most fires get surrounded by too many people in their lives. So you find it difficult to get some alone time. And what we do in order to compensate, what fires do in order to compensate, is they put up like a force field around themselves just so they can get some time alone. And that's perfectly all right to do, so long as you remember that you put it there and you can take it down. Otherwise, if you forget, you get stuck in it. And then 6 months down the road, you go, where did all my friends go? Why can't I have an intimate relationship? Well, guess what? You put a force field there. So it's okay to do, but don't forget you can take it down. You have a little quirk to your nature, in that people will sometimes prod and poke to get a reaction. And sometimes you'll give it, most times you do. And other times you'll just shrug it off, a few sparks will fly off and that's it. And they think, got away with that. Actually they didn't. You don't hold a grudge, I don't mean that. You probably forget about it quicker than they do. But the very next time somebody mentions their name or you see their face, it'll click in your brain, go, they're the ones that said so-and-so. And you will deal with it. Okay. Be it 10 minutes or 10 years. Talk about an elephant never forgetting. A fire never forgets an insult. Never. Mm-hmm. Until it's dealt with. And then once it's dealt with, it's burned off and that's that.
Okay.
Health. something around the stomach area. And not serious. It could even be something you ate this morning. I'm finding an energy around there. Digestion would be the weak spot for a fire. So when you get stressed, you're more likely to get tummy ache or indigestion than you would be to get a headache or asthma or anything like that, or blood pressure. It's the digestive tract right through. And as I say, I've got a minor disturbance around the stomach area. It's not as urgent, not important, not worth going to the doctor about. It's just something going on in that area right now. Okay. And that's all that we can do from the card. Now, let's do these questions that you've chosen. And it was question 47. Shall I receive the offer I'm hoping for? And you need to go round and round over those signs with your finger. And then when you feel ready, think about the question, when you feel ready, let your finger fall. Okay. It says another one is on the way. Doesn't say you won't get it, but it looks like you're going to prefer the other one. Okay. Now you're going to shuffle. So think about what you want to know, shuffle. When you finish shuffling, we want three piles. One, two. So your hand never leaves the cards. Oops, mine did. Okay.
Whose motorcycle's out there?
My husband's.
Does he drive it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. He's a very, very keen vintage motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a BSA.
Yeah.
When we find out what's going on, I'll ask you how you are, but and how you've been. But I don't want to know too much before I do it, so because it does influence. Believe it or not, it makes it harder, not easier.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends say, why can't you read us as well as you read a stranger? Well, I can't. That's them.
Yes.
I know too much about them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. At the moment, but my goodness, is it ever going to turn out well? It really is. Nice, very nice cards at the side here. You've got help. We'll get to him in a minute. He's an older gentleman. I think he's someone who's passed. So an older man, probably family member, who passed. And he's there. He's got a great sense of humour. And he's there looking out for you and joking with you a lot of the time. When you get down, he'll crack a joke and try and lift you up a bit, you know. Something that happened 3 years ago.
Three what?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Or it could be 3 months, but I'm thinking years.
Mm.
Or it could also be something that you tried to do three times and it hasn't gone the way you wanted it.
Okay.
Um, You thinking of moving?
I'd like to.
You'd like to?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm not happy where I'm at.
Right. You know what? I think you will. And I think it'll be soon. Mm. Something comes into your life quickly. And after that, things just start moving and rolling. You know what you said about offers?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy making an offer. He has medium brown hair. He's kind of quiet and thoughtful. Now, this could be in your love life or it could be in your job. Here's another guy coming with an offer. He's dark haired. He might drive a motorcycle, he's got the gloves. But whatever he does it quickly. Ontario figures.
Hmm?
Ontario.
Ontario?
Yeah. Something to do with Ontario. Are you a supervisor where you work?
Pardon? No.
No. Is the supervisor where you work okay? Fair?
Okay health-wise or okay as in...
No, I mean okay to work for.
I have a couple of supervisors, yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
I think you're going to get another job and I think you're going to move. You're in for changes in your life. Big changes.
Here?
Could be here, could be Ontario. That's figuring quite strongly. Maybe this guy will come along and make you an offer you can't refuse. But lots of money, happiness, content, feeling very content. So it works out good. Just hang in there. It's a little bit mixed up at the moment, but it'll work out very well. He's just saying, just hang in.
Hmm?
He's saying, just hang in.
Could that be my dad?
It could be. Did he have blood pressure?
No, I don't think so.
Was he kind of stubborn? This guy would be stubborn, probably had blood pressure. Older, and more than likely he would be some kind of animal sign, Capricorn, Aries, goat, Sagittarius. That kind of, goat is Capricorn, isn't it? Aries is the ram, Taurus is the bull. So horned animal, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. What's September?
Virgo and okay. And Libra. Depending on early, late September.
Mm, September 2nd would have been dead.
That would have been Virgo. He could be Virgo. He's a bit stubborn for a Virgo. Virgos are usually... Virgos are usually easily led on the big issues and they stick on the details. They're sticklers for details. Like, and you won't better them. If you, a Virgo starts picking out details for you, let them. Because they're very good at it. And they know it and they won't be moved.
Mm-hmm.
But on the big ones, the big issues, they're willing to go along with anybody mm-hmm. else. I think great-grandfather. That's what I'm getting.
It was his birthday. Trying to think.
That's what I'm more or less getting. And possibly the initial A.
Pardon?
Possibly the initial A. No? Okay. Well, whoever he is, there he is, and he's helping. He's doing what he can for you. Okay, I hope we got close to what you wanted. It kind of did cover a few things there, work and life in general, but it's just that you're going to have so many changes. There's changes. You're in need of an adventure.
I haven't been on a vacation in a long time.
Well, now's the time then. Let's do 6 questions. Now, these are going to be 1 question per card, but you don't need to think of your questions before you take the cards out. So just take out 6 cards and keep them face down on the table in front of you. You must have had a long way to come.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Beaver Bank.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't get out that way very much anymore. It probably would be a long way for me. Okay. And the question should be asked out loud in this case. So ask a question, pick a card.
Am I going to sell Mom's house before the bank takes it?
I think so, yeah. I will ask that in a bigger one. Looks like a yes. Mm-hmm. How long you had it for sale for?
Well, I'm just getting it ready.
Just getting it ready.
Yeah, okay. Just cleaning up all the mess.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Okay. Will I get justice for Mum's estate?
Yes, absolutely. That's a yes.
That would be good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a trying time, isn't it? There you go. I know. And people are so unhelpful. People are so unhelpful at such a time, I find.
Yeah. This is that's my mummy's thumbprint.
Wonderful. That's lovely.
I was with her.
You were with her when she went?
I find I can't grieve properly because of what's going on, right?
You will. I couldn't when my mum went. I didn't cry. Didn't cry at all. And I did all the... I went over to England. I did all the...
I can't cry. I got to go to a funeral.
Funeral and reception and everything. And this part of me, which would have been the sacral and the solar plexus chakras, totally shut down.
Really?
I felt like that girl in the yogurt advert, where her middle's doing something different than what the rest of her is. And I kept looking down to make sure there wasn't a big hole there. It was awful. But I couldn't grieve. And when I did, what happened was I was back here, and I had a stupid white cat that was astray, and I was feeding it. And it got old, and it died. Mm. It had been a bit sick before I went, but it died. I just broke down and shed buckets over that cat. And, of course, it wasn't about the cat. It was in a way, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that happens a lot. Mm. You know, you can't let it go.
Mm. Okay. Did my mum know that I was with her?
Yes, She didn't right up until the time she left the body. Okay, she wasn't really aware of anything, and she has practically no memory of that time either. Mm-hmm. Which is probably a good thing. Dying is not that pleasant an experience. Mm. But it's not as bad as we think. Mm-hmm. The second she got out, she was totally aware and completely with it. And yes, she knew. She knew you were there. She knew you'd been there. And she actually came behind you and touched you, she's telling me. She actually came behind you and took your shoulders, but you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then she got this draw, the magnetic pull from spirit, and mm-hmm. she had to go.
Is she happy?
Of course. Of course. When we die, we shed the petty humanness that we build up over things that really don't matter at all. We're very bad at that, you know. We put big importance on unimportant things and no importance at all on the very important things. And that would be, I would say, in all my time as a medium, that's the biggest message that comes through. There are two. One is, take care of the important things, the things that really matter. Your soul's journey, your lessons, love, understanding and kindness. Mm. Second one is, be happy. Mm. Leave a little time for happiness. Most people don't.
Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to get a wall.
yeah. But this is not the time for happiness for you, obviously. But it will come.
I hope so.
So yes, she's happy, and she sees everybody. She's like, she sees everybody, all the different things they're doing, and the sometimes there's ones who are not doing very good things.
Does she know that? Turmoil.
Yeah. See, this is her. And she sees all of these. These are all different people, all doing different things. And some are like dragons waiting to pounce. And that one's all nasty and like a snake.
Snake.
And some are treasures. Some are just interested in success. And some are shut away in their castles.
Some are what?
Shut away in their castles. Like being in a castle. Mm-hmm. She sees it all.
Is there going to be anybody that's going to come into my life?
As a love partner? Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do I know them already?
I'm just trying to look and see what that's about. It's almost like you just decide what you want and you will pull it in. Just decide what you want in a man, in a partner. And you'll get it. You have everything you need in order to get what you want.
Will I be able to have my say with my siblings?
Yes. Their emotions are running high, and they will do for a while. But you are very strong, and you're a good balancing factor. And I think you will surprise yourself by how diplomatic you are going to be in this situation. You probably feel like screaming at them at the moment. I know, they can be very difficult, but you won't. I don't think you'll scream at them. I haven't got you doing that here. I've got you balancing things out and being like water and just smoothing things. So yes, you will. And I know that families can be a royal pain at times like this. My niece has just gone through burying her father, and his estate was in a terrible mess, just awful, and it was filthy as well, the house. And she sorted everything, and she sold the house. She didn't get any help. There were her and her two brothers, and then there was, I don't know what you want to call her, kind of a living service person, shall we say. Who was it? Oh my God. She's a totally undesirable character, but she was with him. And she was the only one who really bothered with him. She cheated him out of tons of stuff, but she was there. What can you say? Anyway, he'd made provision for her, and he'd made provision for his youngest son's first wife, who also helped him and looked after him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she got all the checks done up, sent them out. She knew her two brothers had got theirs, but the other two, she didn't receive anything back. So after a while, she sent an email. I sent the check, did you get it? You know, a nice email, it was very nicely worded. First one wrote back, yes, it's here. That's it, that was the end of the email, not hi, how you feeling? Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
And the other one wrote back, yes, but I thought it would be more.
Mm-hmm.
See, and she was like, I said, Alex, walk away from it. Don't lower yourself.
That's not a nice situation, but...
No.
I want to honor Mom.
Of course.
And I'm just really, really, really disappointed in the whole nonsense.
Mm.
Going through bank statements. Really disappointed. Yeah.
It happens more often than you know.
Mm. Okay. Is there going to be any monies left for anybody?
Don't think so. It doesn't look like it here.
Wow.
So there was debts, so you got to pay the debts from the house sale? Or...
Well, there's a lawyer's bill right now, and... Yeah. And a reverse mortgage.
Well, let's put it this way. There might be a bit.
Hmm?
There might be a bit, not much. Nothing going to change your life.
Hmm?
Nothing that's going to change your life. But you're going to change your life. You're going to do that all on your own. Now, let's just take a look at whether you're going to sell the house in time.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it at?
Hmm?
Where's the house?
In Saffron.
Shouldn't be a problem. That's a good area for buyers.
Mm.
Oh, you must have tipped away a lot of stuff, just dumped a lot of stuff. Did you clear out a lot of rubbish?
Mm.
Yeah.
Dumped a dump truck load.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yes, it's pretty tight, though. It's pretty tight. But I would say, yes, you're going to do it, but you need to have it ready really soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are looking now. They want to be in very quickly, and then they want to do things for the summer, you know, mm-hmm. do up the house in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be looking at the back end of the year.
I'm not going to what?
They're not going to be looking at the back end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get it ready as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to do the year ahead? Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll use the smaller cards for this. It's easier to fit them on the board. Okay, shuffle and cut into three like you did before. And think about the year ahead.
Does it look like I'm going to be in the house?
Can't say that it did, but we can ask that afterwards if you like. Is that where you've been living?
No. I thought about buying it, but I don't know if it's feasible financially, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah. I think it's a question that goes through just about everybody's mind when their parents go.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the last. Yeah. Like I said to my friend the other night, like I'm spending a lot of time doing things there. You know, and like I'm having like flashbacks from my childhood and stuff.
Of course,
right?
You will. That's where
but
you grew
it just,
up.
I look at it and I think, it's soon gonna be gone, right?
I did the same thing. I was over to England from Canada, and I went round the whole back garden, all the inside, all the outside, and took pictures, and I've got them. And every little spot, every single spot in the garden, everywhere.
Right.
Cut them into three. Think about a year ahead. Okay. And every spot meant something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting them between those things because we're halfway through July now. God, when you want the time to go fast, and you want the winter to go, it drags and drags and drags.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want the summer to stay, it goes in a jiffy. I don't know about time. They say it isn't real, and I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Humid today, the cards won't slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny out there. It's like it wanted to rain and then all of a sudden...
It decided not to. That's fine. Make sure I've got the right number on there. Make sure I've got three cards there. Yes, I did. Well, change and love. A clearing out. A letting go emotionally and physically. And some growth. Okay, so July, August. It is going to go better than you think. You might sell the house quite quickly, actually, or make your decision at least about whether you're going to buy it or not. So you've got a wish during that time. There's a wish there. So think about what you want most. August, September. A man with fair hair or could be reddish hair. Very attracted to you. I don't know whether you feel the same. Now, this guy, he's fun. He's unpredictable. He would give you a great time. He would be a great companion for the summer. But he's for now, not forever. The end of summer, he'll be gone. If you want to be with him during the summer, have some fun. You'll feel like a queen, but realize he's not going to stay. In part, amicably. September, October. Okay, you're demonstrating great strength. Is there a younger brother?
No, I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest. Mm. One of her grandchildren?
Pardon?
Could it be one of her grandchildren?
She didn't have a contact with any of her grandchildren.
Okay. I've got an older sister and a younger male, and I thought it was a brother.
I'm the only girl.
You're the only girl, maybe. I wonder what this is about. Because you're very strong, and you're standing your ground with these people, but I've got... must be mixed up on who they are. Okay, then, just let's say an older woman and a younger, youthful man. And you're quite able to sway them the way you want them to go. October, November, wonderful, wonderful time. Things are very, very good at this time. You will be happy. You'll feel free. You'll be still full of love for your mum, but able to start your new life and move on. I think this is when you'll start making changes. There's a man here now. Not like this one. A love interest, but not like this one. He's got medium brown hair, very sensitive and kind, compassionate, considerate. He's been hurt in the past, so he's difficult to get close to, but you'll manage. So that's a potential relationship going on there. November, December. This has to do with spiritual growth, and it also has to do with your mum. You're not going to hear much from your mum during this time. The grief will be too much. You won't be able to get through. She might try in your dreams. But you might forget, too, that she did. But by this time, I think around here, you're going to get a message from her. And you'll know it's her. It'll be direct. You'll get a message. And she's telling you all about what she sees and how wonderful it is. Mm-hmm. December, January.
Is she with my dad?
Sometimes she is. Yes, they definitely met up. And
is he there to take her across?
I didn't ask. I'll ask afterwards. Mm-hmm. Remind me afterwards. Mm-hmm. Probably. We meet our guides, or we meet loved ones mm-hmm. who wait for us. When my gran died, she said, "They're picking me up at 1 o'clock.
What's that?
She said, "They're picking me up at 1 o'clock. I've got to be ready by 1 o'clock. And she said that for a few days before she died. "They're coming at 1 o'clock. And guess what time she died? And you can rest assured they were there to pick her up. Mm-hmm. She knew they would be. Mm-hmm. So, December, January... You're looking back over the last 3 months and you're saying, well, I don't want to go through that again. Well, over 3 months. I mean, this was lovely here. You drive a black car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing here, but you seem to be in a little red car, dark red, and you're loving it. I don't know whether you're looking to replace your car or something, or maybe just hiring one. Perhaps you've gone somewhere and you're hiring it, or maybe it's a lover's car. Anyway, you're enjoying it.
Could that have already happened?
Yes, but that seems to be a long time for it to be manifesting out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is something that's
mm-hmm.
going to be like coming up Christmas time. Okay, January, February. Weighing up your options. You've got an offer. It's a good one.
Offer on?
I think it's job, but I think it involves a move, and there's also reasons why you want to stay here. So you're looking at it, you're looking at everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
February, March, I'd like to say your family members have settled down, but it's not a great time. I think this might be when you have your say, but you'll do it diplomatically.
Mm-hmm.
March, April. Someone expecting a shower, baby shower. Yeah, you're having a good time there. Couldn't be you, could it?
Hmm?
Couldn't be you. No. April, May, you're busy. Little bit on the defensive. You do have a relationship going. I don't know whether it's this guy or whether there's another one started. And you've got a nice new life going. You're feeling pretty strong and contented.
That's in when?
That's in April, May. Oh, and look, another ace. Aces are good. If we get all four aces up, it's very unusual in this spread.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got 1, 2, 3. And we've got the wish card, which counts for like two aces.
Mm-hmm.
Money. Now there's money. All kinds of it, actually. God knows where it came from. This could be a win. That's money also. Money and property, look. It's very good. Oh, okay, I've got a question coming for you. I don't know where it came from. I think it's your dad. Do you want that house? That's what he's asking you.
Yes and no. Days I want it and days I don't.
Well, let me know when you've made your mind up, he says. That's what he's saying, and I'll do my best.
That's from Dad?
Your mum would love to get through. She can't. It's too hard for her at the moment.
See why?
She can't get through. It's too hard for her at the moment. But she will. She will. So he's being the mouthpiece, you might say.
Okay. I don't know it's feasible financially, though. Money per time.
When will the... When will the law take it?
Well, he had a reverse mortgage on it, and 180 days after you pass, it has to start being paid for, which was in June. And with the lawyer involved and everything, they said they wouldn't take any proceedings until after September. So
okay, so you got a couple of months.
Yeah, so that's why I'm trying to get it. And I'm trying to sell it without real estate.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get more than I am.
Yeah.
Or any of us, you know. I told my real estate agent, and I said to her, I love you to death. I said, but I don't want you to get more than us.
Yeah. So June, July. If you're going to move, that's when it will be.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't made that decision yet. So a lot can happen. That's a whole year away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I've got two questions to ask, haven't I? I've got one to ask about whether your dad was with her at the time she passed. And I've got another one to ask. What was the other one?
About the house, whether...
I think I asked that to know whether you were going to sell it. Oh, whether you were going to be in it. That mm-hmm. was it. Whether you were going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Might not be able to answer that because it's still kind of in flux. It's up in the air a little bit. I think you've got to get your thoughts straight on that first. Okay, let's first of all ask whether your dad was with her at the time she passed, because that would be an easier one. Deary me.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now then. Did your mum lose a child?
Did she lose a child? She had 5 miscarriages. One at 7 months.
Okay. I think the later miscarriage, the 7 month miscarriage, grew up on the other side. And he's with her. They're together.
Be nice for her to have a good son. Well, Greg's good, but not.
Okay. And yes, your dad was there. And it was funny because when they met each other, he appeared to her. Until you get used to the spirit forms. When you go to the spirit world, we don't have the bodies, obviously. And we're like beings of light. But until you get used to them, we are perfectly capable of mocking up bodies so that we can be recognised. And your dad mocked up himself as a young man, as they were when they were met. And she saw him and immediately changed her appearance to a young woman. It was lovely. Very nice, yes. Okay, so that was an easy enough one to do. So your dad and the little boy that she lost was there to meet her. Okay, now we want to know if you're going to be in that house. Let me see. I think what I'm going to ask first is, when will you sell the house? We'll try that.
When and if it's going to be through real estate.
Right. Thank you. I know it's going to be tight. You've got like 2 months before they step in. You might be able to get kind of a stay of execution. I think it's going to be 3 months before you sell the house. I'm hoping it's 3 weeks, but it does look like 3 months. Okay. Now.
But it will sell.
It will sell. And I don't see a realtor, actually, but...
You don't what?
I don't see a realtor in it, a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit cloudy on that. Maybe there will be one. Now let's see if you're going to be in it or buying it or whatever. Doesn't look like it. Not on a permanent fixture. You might stay in it for a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
just to get it sold. And it's always nice when there's somebody living in it. Better for selling.
Mm.
Okay. Think about what you want to do. Think about it. And if you, well, whatever you decide, tell your dad. And he'll help you whichever way you want it to go. To the best of his ability. Not saying he can do it, but mm-hmm. he'll try. Okay, any more questions?
Any more questions? I guess about... maybe the relationship with me and my other two siblings, what's going to happen with that, if anything?
One of them will be good relationship. The other one, I wouldn't say it was bad, but I wouldn't say it was good either. Mm. And it, to me, it doesn't look like you mind.
Mm.
It doesn't look like you mind that. It doesn't look like you're upset about it. It's like, okay, I can take him or leave him. He can be around or not. And you'll see each other, yeah.
Like, he's been very dishonest.
Oh, dear.
Financially.
Yeah, yeah. It's always worrying.
But he thinks it's entitlement. Like, I look at it as he thinks it's entitlement because he was there. So, but I'm sickened by it myself.
People are like that.
Like, we're talking, you know. $5,000 at a time, $1,800 at a time, $2,300 at a time. Yeah.
Well, he has to tell himself something, doesn't he? So if he tells himself he's entitled to it, it makes it not so bad.
Mm.
He's certainly entitled to something if he was there, but not that.
Mm. He lived there for nothing, so to me, I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, I know. People are full of those tricks.
Mm.
Anyway, you'll have a good relationship with one of them. The other one, no. Not bad. You're not going to be shouting at each other all the time or not speaking or anything, but it's not close.
Right now, two of us are not talking.
Okay. You will talk again, but it won't be close.
Mm.
And you don't mind. It's not something that's going to cause you distress.
Well, I kind of look at it now that I really haven't had them in my life, so really, what am I losing?
What are you losing, exactly?
Right, like...
And you don't want somebody like that in your life.
And I just...
Anyway.
I don't want the bullying, I don't want the control, I don't...
Yeah. I don't blame you.
The disrespect, I don't want any of that anymore.
Okay. So... Let's see. Yeah, we can finish off now unless you've got anything else. Have you got anything else you want to ask?
I guess it's just all about the house. Like I'm fearful. Like I'm very fearful.
I know, and that's why the tower keeps coming up.
I don't want them to be able to come back and say, well, you know, because that they're the ones who made the mess.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pick up the pieces with $0 to pick up the pieces with. And I just, you know, I want Mum's wishes met, like her wishes were, you know, for the house to be sold and split four ways. But I kind of look at it as, you know, they kind of already got their share.
Well, you never know what people are going to throw at you. The niece I was talking about earlier, one of her brothers had actually stolen about £10,000 off the father.
That's about $20,000, isn't it?
Yeah. And he'd also borrowed from both her and her other brother, because he's always in debt. And his brother said to him, you know, this is some money coming to you from Dad's estate. It would be a nice gesture if you tried to pay Alex and I back, because it's been 4 or 5 years, and I think you should try to pay us back. And he gave his brother £349, which he owed him. He owed Alex £1,650. He gave her £1,400 and a note that said, this is comical, if you could think about it in a comical way at all. It is quite comical. It's so unbelievable. When I was thinking, he said, when Dad was alive, I visited him and I bought him some underpants and I bought him some tomatoes and I bought him a few screws
so
to put
familiar.
Them. And he said, and is your father as well? So I feel that you and David should pay for a third of that each. So he said, I've sent you $1,400 pounds.
Sounds right.
He says, David now owes you $100. He says, and that's fair. And of course, she said, I don't know where he bought those underpants, but they must have been hellish expensive.
Well, my brother, I found out through the lawyer that he wants to be reimbursed for his out-of-pocket expenses so that the house didn't go into arrears. But the monies was Mum's bank account. They were on a joint bank account. All that money to pay the light bill, the oil, whatever, came from my mum's account.
Yeah, but and because it's got his name on it, see?
Yeah, so he sickens me.
Oh, they do. And that's what Alex said. She said, it just makes me sick.
Mm.
And
oops.
And she says, I'm not going to do anything about it. But...
Hello? Hi, I'm just in a meeting. Can you call back in about 20 minutes? Okay, bye-bye. It's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Is he blonde? Is he blonde?
He's light-haired, silvery, kind of brownish hair, yeah.
Wonder if that's the one for the summer.
I don't know.
You remember we saw that one for the summer?
He's in a relationship, but he still calls me.
Okay.
He was the one that was with me when Mom and, you know, when Mom was dying. He was, but he kind of walked away the night before Mom's wake.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't, because I forgive him for it, because when I look at the dynamics, is he thought everything that my brother was doing was absolutely terrible, so he said that he couldn't keep his temper. He says, I didn't want to go to the funeral, he says, because I think I would have put him in the grave with your mom.
You know, Val, I was at a funeral where that happened. It was awful. The man and his son were estranged for many years because of the way that the man had treated the boy's mother. And then the man's second wife died and the son went to the funeral. And the man came up and shook his hand and said, "Glad you're here." And the son said, "I'm not here for you." And they started fighting and he pushed him into the grave.
No, see, I could, yeah. And I mean, I was devastated. Like, I mean, I just felt so all alone and I just was so mad at him and stuff. But when I've forgiven him. I've forgiven him. And we kind of talk and he likes to know what's going on in this process because he thought a lot of Mom.
Yep.
And he's torn, right? Yep. He's torn to this relationship. It's his ex-girlfriend that he went back to. And he's torn, but we talk. Right, he just,
Shuffle, you don't need to cut. And this will just round out the reading.
And then I have to tell you something that happened to me.
Okay.
This freaks me out.
Oops.
Does that matter?
Nope.
No.
It is what it is. Bridget says, "Don't back down. Stand up for what you believe is right." So there, that's how to handle your sibling. One in particular I'm getting. Dana, High Priestess, "You have divine knowledge that can help others through your spiritual teaching." And I think you will come into that. That your time is like building towards that.
Pardon me.
Ishtar, boundaries. Love yourself enough to say no to others' demands on your time and energy.
I'm getting better at that.
Me too. I'm trying. Okay, now I'm looking for a blessing for you. Oh, and there's two right together. Wonderful. Just see which one speaks to me now. They're very beautiful cards, these. Okay. Vesta, the home. Your household situation is improving, either through a move or a healthy change in the occupants. Sedna, infinite supply. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. Guinevere, true love. The romantic stirrings in your heart have propelled the universe to deliver great love to you. There you go. So it's all going to work out well. You're at the you're not at the lowest point. That would have been when your mum died. But you like went down like that. You're about here. And then it's going to go up and then it'll even out and be nice. So you're on the upswing. Let's put it that way. It'll go on for a little while yet. I can't tell you this is all going to happen tomorrow. But it'll be okay.
Something that happened to me here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I'll put this off on.